We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What really caught our attention here on the investigative team is how this intelligence report from Homeland Security has so much specificity about the threat environment here in the National Capital Region, and that includes the Supreme Court, Congress, as well as the executive branch. And it specifically cites that at least 25 threats on social media have been referred to partner agencies for further investigation, that these threats include a discussion of burning down or storming the Supreme Court, as well as attacks on Congress, as well as lawful demonstrations. And this is really a good template to understand how this online chatter can move from the virtual world to the real world, where it's significant and credible enough that it does demand further scrutiny.
Isn't that something? We're talking about national security threats, Department of Homeland Security. The fear here, though, is not white supremacist. It's pro-abortionist, it sounds to me like. That's what they're worried about in the face of a pending decision from the United States Supreme Court. Now, Kathy Hochul, is that her name, the mayor, the governor up in New York? She announced new administrative orders yesterday, basically regarding red flag laws to give new power, maybe extraordinary power, to the police up there to confiscate guns. But that, you know, she claims that domestic terrorism is public enemy number one. But it sounds to me like DHS is also a little worried about what all of the pro-abortion crazies are going to do this summer if this decision goes against them. I thought that was interesting reporting there by Catherine Herridge. Let me get to Keith Shipper. He is a director, communications director for the RNC. Keith, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, you and I didn't talk ahead of time about what we were going to discuss this morning, but I find it beyond belief that 1 month out from this leak at the Supreme Court, almost, we still have zero reporting on who this might be. There can't be more than a handful of people who could potentially have leaked this information.
Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying to see just how this has not been, you know, figured out yet.
Yeah.
You know, I believe it was last weekend, Justice Thomas was in Dallas at a speech, and he shared, you know, his grave concern that this is could possibly wreck the institution permanently. And there's good reason why. I mean, like you just played there, you know, they leaked this ahead of time, and now we have these we have possible threats against the court, and you know, as a fever continues to build and Democrats keep misleading on what overturning Roe actually means, and they keep pushing these extreme abortion bills in Congress, people are going to get more and more riled up. So you know, at the end of the day, we've got to figure out who exactly leaked this. Like you said, it could only be, I mean, a finite amount. There's not that many people that would have yeah. seen it or had access to it. We've got to figure this out.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that there's just been zero. I follow SCOTUS blog and several other sources that report on the Supreme Court, and there's not even a hint that they're close to either announcing this or have made an arrest, or well, maybe there won't be an arrest, but at least to determine who the guilty party is. I want to play a soundbite for you yesterday from the director of Homeland Security, the Secretary Mayorkas, about ending Title 42. Frank, I'm sorry, go to cut 7, please.
It is very important to note that while, of course, we are preparing for the end of Title 42, based on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's decision that it will end on May 23rd. That does not mean that the border is open beginning on May 23rd. We continue to enforce the laws of this country. We continue to remove individuals who do not qualify for relief under the laws of this country.
Who are those people that he's removing, Keith? Because we certainly don't seem to see a whole lot of evidence of it.
Yeah, I mean, for him to say that this does not mean that the border will be open when Title 42 is rescinded, I think I didn't get the memo that the border was closed. I mean, in April, we had over 200,000 illegal immigrants apprehended attempting trying to cross the border. That's just the ones that were apprehended, not the ones that got away. And making this likely, it made it likely the highest monthly number since Border Patrol was formed in 1924. I mean, for him to try to, you know, pull the, you know, wool over our eyes, saying that the border is A-okay, there's nothing to see here, while, you know, communities are experiencing, you know, spikes in fentanyl overdoses, and we are seeing the images of just people pouring across this border. It is beyond offensive that the secretary would just outright deny what we all have seen and witnessed with our own two eyes.
Hey, but we're not worried about fentanyl. We're worried about being replaced, right?
Yeah, well, that, you know, that's kind of the new thing, and that's the thing. Like, they don't want to admit the true problems that come along with a wide open border.
Yeah,
you know, he's, you know, Biden has since day one caved to the far left demands, particularly on issues like border security. And that is why he is having his approval ratings with an anchor around its ankle dropping into the ocean at a rate that we have never seen, you know, hovering in the 38%, I think, is what the last one I saw that said that they approve of his job. That's why we're building so much momentum to win in November. People see this stuff.
Keith, I want to know who those 38% of people are. I think they're like half of his Twitter followers, and those are fake people. Yeah, that's what I believe. Hey, I'm out of time, my friend. Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Keith Schipper, who's with the RNC, talking about this madness that's going on in the country. How about the baby food shortage, the baby formula shortage? We're going to get an update on that from Eben Brown from Fox News Radio when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.